Well, my name's Sean, and I'm from Ortega.
I'm Rob, and I'm the other 50% of Ortega.
Well, Ortega doesn't really mean anything. It's just a word that we use to describe what we do. We do really like our music just to be called Ortega because, I don't know, any other word would be too referential, really. If I had to explain it to my granny, I'd tell her that it was the sort of thing she'd probably be into. Well, we're up to our fourth album. I mean, we spent a lot of time before we made music, do a lot of pirate radio broadcasts and stuff like that. Before that, we were quite into graffiti.
Our titles come from all over the place. We like messing around with words, and we like the way words sound if they're spelt wrong but actually sound correct. What we do a lot of the time when we're writing tracks, the track title will be part of maybe a reference to the samples we're using, this and that, you know, part of the actual construction of the track. Other times we'll be sarcastic. I met Sean through this guy who introduced us. He met Sean on a bus one night tagging, and he met me one night sort of exchanging graffiti files. When we got together, we used to sort of edit my turntable mixes, and Sean could mix as well, and he'd do mixes. And we both create sort of production mixes. And then eventually, other people's records, their ideas, got replaced by our own ideas because we got older drum machines and samplers by then.
Multimedia. People just get the wrong end of the sticks. We just reckon that there's nobody doing decent stuff at the moment. I mean, I actually reckon that there's a lot of forum for exploration within that. People haven't even sort of touched the surface yet. Chris is sort of a mate of ours. He's worked on films, he's worked on sort of Alien 3 and Hardware and various other films that we were quite into. And he used to work on this comic 2000 AD that we used to be quite into. He's basically sort of, he designed and built a model that's used in a video for a track that we did, which is called Second Bad Verbal, off an EP called Anvil Vapor. And it's just sort of, I don't know, it's kind of this robot that at the end of it starts moving around and stuff, which is computer animation by a mate of ours called Jess. In February, we're releasing our fourth album, which is another collection of probably about the last 12 months' work, and it's called Caustic Slide. Well, the single that's coming out in January is called Envy.
Yeah, we've got some live club gigs coming up, say, late February. We're going to do a handful of UK dates, so the majority are going to be European dates.
I think the fact that you can see people when you're DJing in a club makes a lot of difference.
Yeah, there's a reaction to be had,
and I think
from live DJing that is directly responsible for the way DJ. Do we enjoy remixing? We've done a lot of remixes, using their source material as you would your own, using their basic elements to make a track for yourself, as opposed to using your own basic elements. What do we do when we're not being Ortega? I don't think it's really relevant, to be honest. I suppose we're quite absorbed in that.